Good afternoon and welcome back to the programme. Once again, let's just reintroduce our guest here in the studio, Chris Crummy, Worldwide Director of Sales for Social Business with IBM. Welcome to you. Now, we perhaps just pick up where we left off, actually. And Ludmilla, you were asking, you know, what does it actually look like, this technology? Is it software? Is it hardware? How do you actually sort of install it?
Right. So IBM Connections, as we said, is both on the inside and the outside of the firewall. We use it to collaborate with our customers and our partners securely. We want to be able to crowdsource them. So the thing is, in order to be successful, we almost have to make it so that it's part of the fabric of your user experience no matter where you are. I'm inside of my email. I can, with one click, say, join my network. I'm inside of my portal technology. I can say, what's going on with this project? I'm inside my iPad. I'm able to update my status and read other people's microblogs. So we want it put wherever your eyeballs are. So it's not a product that you have to go to. Mm. It's a service that is anywhere. Okay. I have a file I want to share. I can do it socially. I've got a presentation I want to show. I can do that externally. So you have that concept of having it become the fabric of your user experience than it is a destination I have to go to. Mm.
And is it, I would imagine then it would be used mainly for larger companies, corporations with possibly offices, you know, dotted around. Have you seen much uptake for it for sort of smaller companies?
Yeah, great question. There's a great range of success. The smallest company I've seen us work with had 18 people.
Oh.
Right? Because what they were focusing on is this concept of idea stacking, almost like Lego pieces, when you one idea stacked on another, and the ideas were growing, and what they needed was they needed a way for people to do it together than sending one email at a time.
Okay.
So they needed to see everyone's ideas, and you have this concept of ideation. You're going to grow ideas into projects. So as small as 18 to as large as IBM, we see it all the time.
And is it more applicable or relevant to certain kinds of industries? Would it be industries, for example, technology, or industries that produce some sort of gadgets where you really need that kind of consumer or, you know, a customer feedback at all times?
Yeah.
Or would it also be equally applicable to services?
I've seen it in every single industry that we work with, because every industry has unique business requirements that we address, but they also have common business pain that we also address. So it actually makes me a better human resource manager in IBM. I use it because it makes me better. And so, for example, you know, when you share, when you do these, you know, securely share your information on this platform, you leave a digital trail. And now a new employee comes on board, they can get up to speed faster by following me. Just like you follow someone on Twitter or follow someone on Facebook, you follow me, you'll get up to speed faster. You change jobs, so who you know and what you know is no longer relevant. So how do I actually get my career moving in the right direction faster? And you now have this concept of a digital reputation that you've never had before, right? Where people actually use it in their job and to get their career. It's easier for me to promote you if you have a digital reputation than it is if I have to sell you and your value and your skills all the time. So it happens across all the industries. It doesn't matter. What it does fundamentally is it removes the existing traditional barriers to information that exists today. The concept of email, right? Think about your email. Everyone puts all their information in their email, and when you leave the corporation, they cut your mailbox and it's gone. So there's no value given back to the corporation. So we have this concept of knowledge that when you share it, and even if you leave the company, we still have access to it. So you're putting value back into the corporation that you never had before.
And does it have a document management component?
Absolutely.
Because this is one I think, especially today in the sort of in the era of just too much information.
Exactly.
You know,
right.
Too many documents.
Yes,
I mean, and we all just
too many
love
things to check as
well. We all love to paper the record, and you know, and it's like it's no longer just, you know, hey, could you do this? Yes, thank you. And then it just keeps going back, and you've got a whole stream of emails about the same topic. But yet, as you said, that correspondence may come handy or relevant one day later. And so how do you you know, this is what we are struggling as well, is in figuring out some sort of an efficient document management tool that kind of integrates all that you just talked about.
So we can make documents a piece of social value. So when you go to all these websites, there's a share button. And the reason there's a share button on all of these websites is because when you share something, you give it a social value. You've actually just said this piece of news, this article, this document is now better than everything else. And that's a very valuable piece of information. So imagine all these documents that you're sharing socially, not sharing by sending you an email with an attachment, but sharing it socially, then other people can share it also. So it jumps from my network to their network and it grows and grows and grows. It has a social value that way, and then people recommend it. They give it comments. So there's social metadata around the documents. So when I'm looking for a new piece of information, I'm leveraging other people's value on it to say, this is the best document there is on Project X, and it's done by the vetting socially.
So I'm also wondering about regulations. Obviously you'd have to have someone who would regulate this, or is it just something that grows organically within a network, within a company itself? I mean, because when it comes to everyone having access and a lot of transparency, you know, things could get a little bit sort of carried away, or there could be like little micro back and forths in one pit. And do you have to obviously be aware, as you do on any form of social media, that there are eyes watching this.
This is correct.
You know, so how do you actually regulate it?
This is a good question. So think of it this way, that I'll give you an example. Within IBM, we actually have our social business guidelines actually published outside our firewall. So if you want to Google IBM social business conduct guidelines, you can read what IBM sets as the standard of our behavior when it comes to email, to the telephone, to computing, to social media. The major difference is social media, you really don't know who I am. In social business, I'm authenticating off of your corporate directory, off your authoritative source, so everyone knows who I am. Secondly, it's very self-policed, meaning that when I say something publicly inside of this platform, other people can see it, they can fact-check it, they can provide that value. So I'm bounded by the guidelines. It's self-regulated. And we also have a compliance engine involved. So that translates to make the lawyers happy, right? So you have that concept. Now, you have to realize that there is a fine line between regulating it too much, because if you did that and then you applied that to Facebook and you said, well, you're only allowed to read Facebook, you can't actually write anything on Facebook, you'd be like, well, what's the value?
Right?
It doesn't match. So you have to have that fine line. You have to slide it one way towards more secure, or slide it towards openness. And you as a corporation need to figure out where your balance and checks are. And you know, we've seen explosions in the usage of this around finding new jobs within the corporation, right? Being able to find experts to help you. That's the big thing, is discovering what you don't know. Because in your world, you have to know all the email addresses. Think about that. You have to know all the email addresses for you to actually ask questions and get information. You have to know the right people. In Facebook and Twitter, you don't. You don't need to know their email addresses. So people are using this idea, asking for help.
Right.
I don't know who knows, but,
okay,
but
I need to,
but like, Chris might know.
Yeah.
Chris might know, so I'm going to leverage his network.
Right.
So they post a question on my wall, and then other people jump in and help.
Or you could, would it be something as simple as, I need to speak to someone in HR about booking my holidays? I don't know, something like that. Would it be something, would you be able to do that through the system as well?
Absolutely. Right. So what are the best practices? So what we do is we generate not only this idea of microblogging, et cetera, but expert communities. So people are running their business initiatives on this platform. So I'll give you a perfect example. At IBM, we have an initiative called Open Computing, where we can bring an iPhone, an iPad, an Android, a Mac, Windows machines, Linux, etc. But IBM only officially supports one or two things, but you can bring 10 or 11 things to the office. Mm. And so how does this initiative become successful when the support system is only for one or two things, but we have 10 or 11? We use the wisdom of the crowds. We leverage all the other IBMers that know a lot about Apple or know a lot about Android. And that is our tech support model. That, okay. So we run initiatives successfully. It's not about microblogging. It's simply, how do I become a smarter workforce, right? And leveraging the wisdom of the crowds is a key way to do that.
Well, thank you very much. It's absolutely fascinating. In fact, one of our listeners just said, sorry, can you just tell us the name again of the software? That's from Stuart.
Yes, it's called IBM Connections.
Okay. And how do you subscribe?
Well, you can purchase either in the cloud, so you can subscribe in the cloud, or you can purchase on-premises through a set of licenses. And we have an entire team here in the Middle East that can help you with that.
Well, thank you very much. It's been a very interesting chat. Something Indeed. A little bit out of the ordinary there for the property show. But do catch Chris if you like, if you are heading down to JITEX as well. You are going to be hosting at the conference. Is it today or tomorrow?
It's tomorrow. At Atlantis.
Yeah, at the Atlantis.
Yep.
Thank you very much for joining us on the property show today. Thanks. Chris Cramie there, Worldwide Director of Sales with IBM.